Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Second segment, sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the USA. Founded in 1937, Bex Hybrids provides unrivaled customer service and product diversity for both corn and soybeans. They're founded on the three Fs, faith, family, and farming. Head to BexHybrids.com today.
God, they're just, like I said... moisture coming in right now, remember,
it's coming.
Remember, they've changed it from the Farmer's Almanac to Beck's Almanac. And so there, what they're doing right unbeknownst to both, a lot. Also at that, they have an incredible setup right now with what corn seed to be planting. Because he has a lot going on for us right there. There's a lot of things going on. We have people walking by.
That said, see what that sign said?
What's that?
It said, it's just a chimp.
It's just a
Royal chimp. Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Reuben's just a chimp?
Yeah. I think that was more of a bugaboo thing. It's just a dog. Chimp. Them fighting words, you know?
Those fighting words right there. We know that's not true.
Who is that man?
I don't know. He's walking that way, though.
I don't know who Bex is getting it done. Bex is getting it done with what seed you should be planting. They're getting moisture coming in. Let's get this thing going. They got the ridiculous extra ears of corn on every single stock.
How tall are those stocks?
What's that? They go 14 to 16.
14.
And they're sturdy. Wind can't get them. They're sturdy.
You got to climb it like a tree.
Yeah, and there's six extra ears of corn per stock. Yeah, that's where the money comes. Yes,
there's no way. If you're detasseling it, how would you even do it?
Yeah, be hard.
Have to get up on your shoulder.
Yeah,
that up. Hey,
get a hold of Trevor out there. Plus, he's
the man.
And Trevor will take you to the Elks Club where you got to do the antlers.
Can we address this man who's been walking by? He's been walking by. The guy with the sign.
Yeah.
It's just a chimp. Royal Nebraska.
Yeah, we got a text about that this morning, too.
Yes, Phyllis, yes, that was good. Jake hit me up. This was pre-show.
So this goes back to the problem at the Royal Zoo back in the early 2000s. 2005, 2004 or 5. Yeah. This is from Bill in Randolph. Says this. Hey, Bill, my brother and I were heading to O'Neill today. This is yesterday to check on cattle. We drove through Royal, and we started to laugh about the Reuben story. He suggested that on the anniversary every year, they should have a dinner and serve Reuben sandwiches to honor Reuben.
We could do a live remote.
We need to do a live from Royal. We need to do that. And we'll go out to the bait shop by the lake, and that's where they have the live alligator.
I mean, I don't know if the townspeople. I don't know what they think of us doing a live remote. I don't want to
be very respectful.
Well, yeah, we'd have to. Yeah, because that had to be a rough time in that little burg.
Yeah.
Right? It did.
Just imagine that night. Burg. Just going up to the bar. What happened today? I had to shoot all the chimps. Yeah. Reuben made a run for it.
One of them survived.
One survived. One
they
went
through a grill.
One went through back a car. Cage.
One threw a grill through a van.
That is amazing.
I just wish you'd be a
gas grill. Just think of the picture.
Think of the picture of that.
In your mind of a chimp picking up a grill and throwing
it. I think about it all the time.
Think if there would have been like lives lost.
Right.
And then somebody said, like, what were you guys thinking having chimpanzees just in
running
a,
around.
Running around in a local zoo in Royal.
I can't imagine.
This wasn't in the 70s. No. It was 2004.
Yeah, people.
It wasn't 1972.
Just imagine your hometown, Jake Beatrice. If three chimps were on the loose,
that'd be terrifying. Right. It would be terrifying.
Like, where, you'd want to know where the hell are they right now?
People, you know.
Are they in the house? Get out.
You know that people hung up on people. Hey, quick heads up there. Three chimps are out there racing around. They'd be like, right away, be like going, yeah, whatever.
April Fool's Day. Yeah.
Collect. Yeah, they'd be like, whatever. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. It was happening.
But in Royal, they knew the chimps were there, so it would be
a chance.
I believe it. Yeah.
Imagine this. Also, you had to talk to probably your kids. Like, hey, listen, don't be jacking around when you go over there.
No, right, no. Exactly right.
I'd be telling my kids,
no,
don't
mess with the cage.
Don't jack around.
Those chimps get loose. Yeah, they could throw something. They could
a grill. Or you.
Yeah.
Or you.
How many times, if you lived in Royal, how many times in the summer or like that, you're on your bike, would you go there?
Every day.
Every day. I would go
every day.
There has to be people that would be there right now. I'd like to talk to someone. They'd be like, yeah, I was, you know, they were there from my ages 5 to whatever. And I went every day.
Daily.
How would you not go see them every day? Because they would know you. They would know who you were.
Right.
They'd be glad to see you.
It'd be fascinating.
Thank you for checking in.
Thank
Randolph
you.
To yep. Valentine.
That's right.
The trinket weighs in.
What's she got?
There's a great fish hatchery. At Royal.
Yes, that's the trout.
That's what the original story of Royal came up from.
It all started with Steve Schindler taking everyone trout fishing.
That's right.
Out to of Royal.
Oh, yes. To Royal.
That's
to
how
Royal.
Royal began.
That's how we got to there. That's how we got there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, interesting.
Going back in time. Okay.
Baseball.
A couple things. John in Des Moines has texted in. We don't get corrections very often. We should use some corrections
uh-oh.
Here.
Uh-oh.
We got three of them already.
What?
The bet.
What?
Two of them are for us, and one is for Rick Heyman, by the way.
Heyman gets...
He's like, on the show today. John Des Moines says, Gene Keady was not the coach for Purdue's last Final Four. That was Lee Rose.
Oh, really? God,
Keady
yeah.
never made
that,
it, apparently.
I did wonder about that
in 1980. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think Keady ever made it. That's why I was confused.
Regarding UCLA, they won a title in 1995 under Jim Herrick, so it wasn't 80.
Well, corrections.
And this one's a big one. This might deserve breaking news on this one. This is for Rick. This, Rick Heyman, if you're listening, this is for you. This is
for,
big part of the show. This is
for Lock Heyman. In, Heyman.
Journey is in the Hall of Fame. In 2017, they were inducted
we
to
have
the
to clean it
Rock
up.
And Roll Hall of
we
Fame.
Gotta, we really need to clean it up.
We have bashed the Hall of Fame for not including Journey for years, and they've been in for 7 years.
But we need to clean it up, too. Rick. God dang, Journey's in.
2017.
Remember how we were astounded that they weren't.
But they are.
No, they are.
But they are.
So this one's on you, Heyman.
Heyman, yeah. Clean it up. Clean it up, Rick.
Yeah, we have to.
We'll dress this on Thursday,
we
right, Rick.
We should be more conscious of our. I mean, Missy Tooth Greg gives me hell sometimes about some of the misses I have.
But I would say this. We weren't like really naming hard facts like, oh, yeah, I know for sure that they. I'm like, they may have won it once. It was pretty general. I wouldn't have stepped out like going, all right, you know, it's Katie for sure. I'd be like going, no, he's just the only other coach I know from Purdue.
That was there forever.
Lee Rose.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that neither you nor I, who were in, I was in my prime.
That's Axel's dad.
Yeah, it is.
Axel Rose's
no, it's not his dad. We don't remember that Purdue team at all.
No.
We were in our primes. 1980?
We've been watching, yeah,
we were really watching.
Yes,
I don't remember him at all. I don't remember Lee Rose. I don't remember that Purdue team.
Well, no, nothing about him.
There you go. Before we get to break, also quick plug. Hey, Husker baseball. Usually this time of year, we're saying, they're not playing in the warm weather yet. Give an excuse for not playing good baseball. They're 20-5.
20-5.
They're 20-5. They sweep Northwestern this weekend on the road. They've won 10 straight games.
It's hard to win 10 straight.
I don't care who you're playing.
Who you're playing. I don't care.
It's baseball.
You see it all the time where all of a sudden LSU loses to McNeese or whatever.
Right, exactly.
In the middle. You see it all the time.
You know who else has 20 wins?
Who?
Creighton.
Creighton.
They play each other tomorrow.
The teams play at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Schwab Field in Omaha. What's Schwab Field?
Charles Schwab.
Okay.
Formerly TD Ameritrade.
That's the big one.
It's changed names.
Okay. So they're playing at the big one tomorrow at 6. So Northwest. So here's what. Remember. Hey, remember.
And then Northwestern has. They have a coach this year, right?
They do. No.
Last year, what they had. We didn't know if they had a third base coach, right?
It was a mess.
All they had was a new head coach and a DFO.
Yeah,
bad. That was bad.
Because we wanted to go talk to them when
they
came here and be like, who's coaching third? Because right now you only have one coach.
It was a mess.
Northwestern
athletics went through a tough spell.
Tough spell.
As a whole. But anyway, what did we say about? Remember what Will Bolt said? This struck me. I know where I was when I read it. When Will Bolt said we want to be the toughest team in America, I thought, wow, what does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. I'll tell you one thing it means. It means Northwestern taking a 7-6 lead into the ninth after a 3-run home run by some guy named Jackson Freeman. And the Huskers had an answer.
They did.
They won. I mean, they
got rebounded to extras and won.
Yeah. That's what he means by tough. It's not just physical toughness. It's mental toughness to be able to withstand that.
Probably.
And
baseball's even more mental than it is.
There's more mental than physical.
There's never hard to go out there like in the bottom of the ninth like that. Just be tough out there.
No.
It's like, no, you gotta be there's mentally like, hey, we're down. We can get a run. We can do whatever it takes. We don't get outside of ourselves, whatever. Here's what else has to happen immediately. And Keith, man, if you could help us with this, because there's still some things going, we have a new administration going on over there.
Yes,
we need
do.
To get Dennis LeBlanc still involved in this. We need to get Will Bolt's contract done now. And he's the only guy that's getting contracts done at the pace that we need him done.
LeBlanc.
We need LeBlanc.
Quick.
We need Dennis LeBlanc to be able to get this done. He got it done with Amy. He got it done with Fred. Right. We need to get this done with Will immediately, and also Manning.
Send in LeBlanc. He's like a sniper.
Yeah.
If there needs to be contract work done, send him in.
Send him in right now. He's the one that goes in with them because he knows where the contracts are in Trev's office.
He does. Yes,
he knows where they're at. He can get the old contracts and get them down there. But Manning has to get one also. 5 All-Americans.
It's time for us to start learning the names of these players. How many do you know, Jake?
I could give you a couple. Josh Caron, the catcher
has
had
job.
A great year so far.
Surprised me on that one. How about Cole Evans?
Yep, good start.
Cole. I mean, I don't know. I just know these guys. I mean, Cole Evans had a key double. Mm. Tyler Stone, I think. I don't know what he's doing.
Kyle Perry still is a relief pitcher for Nebraska. I know that for sure.
Yeah, Kyle Perry's in his 12th year of pitching. I think he's my age. He's still pitching. Mason McConaughey actually started, I think it was his first Sunday start yesterday. I was listening to the broadcast. By the way, those guys, Sharp and
Ben McLaughlin?
Yeah. Yep. Working Easter in Evanston, Illinois, which just struck me as depressing as hell.
But they got a win, though. They saw a win.
Yeah.
The team's good. So there's some kudos there.
How about those guys working on Easter? Playing on Easter wouldn't be.
When your team you're covering was won 10 straight games, it's easier to stomach that, I think. 10 straight.
6 p.m. tomorrow. Creighton's 20-4. Nebraska's 20-5. Should be a good ratings game.
Activate LeBlanc immediately.
Dennis.
Do it.
Dennis. Bolt.
But
contract extension.
But don't spill a drink on him, like said. Come on. Don't do that.
Jack and Coke on his arm.
When we come back, Bill's
he got upset, didn't he?
No.
And song
no.
of the day.
And
next
so
early
well.
Break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.